This is WMNF Tampa.
What if we told you there is a way for you to spend your Wednesday midday listening to real stories by people like you? Individuals who inspire by sharing their lives. Hi, I'm Mario Nunez.
And I'm Joe King Carter. Consider this your personal invitation to join us each week at the intersection of community and culture.
Listen in every Wednesday at noon on WMNF 88.5 or stream live from anywhere in the world at WMNF.org, where previous shows are also available.
Until then, be good to each other and remember
to keep the conversation going.
Welcome to Voices of the Bay and Beyond with Annie Miles, where music, news, and culture collide on WMNF 88.5 FM. Tune in weekly, where we discuss community topics, politics, and issues that affect your everyday lives.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you. This is a terrific Tuesday. Thank you for joining the first episode with Annie Miles, Voices of the Bay. Before we begin, I want to make some announcements because I'm pretty sure some of you that's listening now saying, hey, who's that voice I hear right now? So I am Annie Miles, the host of this new show in this slot, Voices of the Bay. I'll be on every Tuesday at noon. Our news director, Sean, here at WMNF, he wants me to inform you that you can now hear Wide Awake America, hosted by our one and only Nadine Smith, on Wednesdays mornings at 10 a.m., right after Democracy Now! And I want to say, stay tuned in to Voices of the Bay as we bring additional news, information, and resources that benefits you and your community. All right, y'all, let's go. So today at Voices of the Bay, we have some exciting guests with us here. When I say exciting guests, I get excited about any and everyone that's doing things in the community to help others. Miss Annie is always about building up. If you do recognize my voice, you'll also hear me on Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. with Walter L. Smith with the Sunday Forum. And on that show as well, you'll always hear me speaking about how important it is that we're unified together and how we need to make sure we help one another. So without further ado, the show today touched bases on so many important points, and it will affect you and your family members because I'm pretty sure, unfortunately, some of us have had family members that have experienced some of these things that our guests today help and give resources to help you and your family deal with it better. So without further ado, our first guest is going to be with Angel Foundation of Florida, Liz Brewer. She is the CEO, and here with her is her Program and Office Coordinator, Lisa Ortiz. Our second guest is Dr. Javar Godfrey. I love this statement that he has. It's okay to feel, that's how you heal. Okay, and he is with TAG Management Consulting, LLC. So before we begin, we're going to start off and we're going to go around. Dr. Javar Godfrey, I'm going to start off with you. Okay, tell us a little bit about yourself and the organization.
So first of all, thank you for having me. This is a great show and pleasure to share this stage with you guys. They can't see us, but they're going to feel us.
That's it.
So my name is Dr. Javar Godfrey. I'm originally from Columbus, Ohio. I was a school social worker there for 14 years, moved to Tampa, worked in the district here, Hillsborough, for a while, and then left there and went on to Sarasota schools. I wrote curriculum for bullying. It took off and was number one, so I was able to travel with that, went on CBS News. That turned into me consulting with bigger brands. So I work with Nike, Pepsi, Essence, Tom Joyner, and I started to write some suicide prevention curriculum. Because as we all know, here in Florida, there's a lot of that because we have a lot of military here. And so my neighborhood's full of military families that we all come together and try to help each other. And so my company, TAG Movement Consulting, came up with a small brand called YANA, which is You Are Not Alone. We just help families, friends, and anyone who wants to feel.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that. Okay. Miss Angel Foundation, Miss Liz Brewer, tell us about your organization.
Well, again, thank you as well, Annie, for inviting us to be on this inaugural show. That's so exciting. Yes. Yes. So the Angel Foundation has been in existence since 2003. We were brought together by a common desire to serve our community and help nonprofits that were smaller, that were struggling to do events to raise money. And so we had our very first celebrity pro-am golf tournament in 2003. We raised a ton of money. When I say a ton of money, I'm thinking like $100,000 for a little town of Brandon, awesome. Florida. Ooh. That was a big deal. Yes. And we basically gave that money away. And it was wonderful. And so I was able to be on that committee for the golf tournament. The second year, it got even bigger and better. We had a lot of Buccaneers, Lightning, wow. the Rays come out and support it. And we actually held that event for 20 years before we retired that in 2020. Mm. But for me personally, in 2005, my father was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. Mm. And the time from his first cough when he was diagnosed in September, he passed away within 6 months from the very day. Mm. And so our lives got turned upside down. And so whenever I was able to come up for air and get back involved to volunteering with the organization, I realized that there was a need in the community because our family didn't go to those nonprofits to get help. We just had to figure it out. And our family, our friends, our church came alongside of us yeah. and helped us with those practical things that tend to take a back seat when mm-hmm. you're going through cancer and chemo and doctor's appointments and so forth. And so the Foundation Angel program was created in 2006, really in honor of my dad, because I wanted to do something to honor his legacy. He would be the one to say, slow down, Liz. Mm-hmm. You're going too fast. Stop and smell the roses. And so when we created the Angel program, we realized that every person that is a business owner may want to give back, but they don't know where to meet those needs. Mm-hmm. So we bring together businesses, any type of service that you would need when you are going through some type of a life-threatening illness or catastrophic event. Our work happens in the homes of these families, so we sit down with our volunteers and decide what is it that you need to help you get through the next month. Sometimes it's a year. We've walked alongside of families for multiple years until, sadly, they've either passed or they've remission, and that's always a blessing for us.
Absolutely.
So 20 years of serving these families, and we say we're the hands and feet of Jesus to help these families, because they just need to have hope. So we give them help in the most practical ways and hope that they know that they're not alone.
Awesome. We're going to have a great conversation today. Amen. So before we move forward, I want to also introduce Ms. Lisa Ortiz that you have here with you, your office and program coordinator.
Hello. Thank you so much for having us.
How long have you been a part of the Angel Foundation?
I've been with the Angel Foundation since 2024. I started as an Angel team member. I started volunteering. And when I first went to the first luncheon, which I was invited by Pastor Tina, my pastor, I saw what they do. And to hear the stories, you know, my grandmother had cancer. She survived it, God bless her, but my aunt got cancer and she didn't. So it was very important to me to be able to give back. I wasn't working at the time, so I started as a volunteer. And God blessed me and the position became available and Liz interviewed me and I love what we do. This is my ministry. Mm-hmm. I love what we do. You know, I get the phone calls, I get the emails, I get to speak with these families. And then when you sit in their home with them and you can actually lead them to Jesus on their sofa, that's a blessing. When you can pray for them and they just start crying and they know that you're there to walk alongside of them, that's what it's all about. It's heart work.
Let me say this before we begin, because mm-hmm. as you guys are introducing yourselves, my heart is like, thank you, because this is what it was about for me, okay? And when you say Pastor Tina, that means you are a member of Arise Church.
Yes, I am. Okay?
I am as well, so I know Pastor Tina. I also want to say thank you before we begin to the person that's on my ones and twos, my Billy, okay? He is here with us. He's also on me with the Sunday Forum with the Walter L. Smith Show, so thank you, my Billy, for joining us as well today.
Quite welcome.
I want our listeners to know that they can call in at 813-239-9663, or you can email Mabilia at dj@wmnf.org, or you can send us a text at 813-433-0885. I want you to be a part of this conversation today because there's so much information that's going to be giving. So when I'm listening to how you guys introduced yourselves and what the organization stands for, again, it reaches out to me because my father also passed away of cancer. Mm-hmm. He had esophagus cancer. And when I first spoke with Liz and she was telling me about it, it was so important for me to say for her, can come on and share what the organization does, because you go through so many moves when this happens. Mm-hmm. That news is not expected. So it takes you through a turmoil of feelings and emotions. And I told her this would be a great time for her to come on, because to me that coincides with Tag Management Consulting. I mean, because they're talking about how you can be stressed out, how you can, you know, think suicidal thoughts because you think your life is totally ended. We know now there's so many causes and cures, you know, for the different types of cancer that you may have. But not only that, there's so many resources to help you deal with those issues as well. So that's why this was so important to me. And I'm glad you both here, both organizations are here, because you're going to be able to answer questions on both sides. Mm-hmm. So that's what's important to me. So I'm going to start off again with you, Dr. Godfrey. And tell me, Have you, when you speak to someone that comes to you saying that they no longer want to be a part of this world, mm-hmm. right? Or they having these feelings of stress and suicidal thoughts, whether it be from an illness or just something emotional that they're going through, what exactly does your organization do for them?
Well, so there's like many levels to it. Mm-hmm. I'm really, I guess I would say a youth focused organization where we work with a lot of high schools and colleges. But of late, of course, we have to work with the families. Mm-hmm. And so to the Angie's
Angie Foundation,
Angie Foundation of Florida, I think you guys are doing a great job. And I think that one thing that our company offers that I think you guys come alongside with is working with the parents and the people who are actually feeling it. But then us, we work with the youth. The kids, so for instance, I have kids that I work with who come to me and a parent will have some terminal illness and now they're responsible for the kids in the house. Mm-hmm. You guys know how that looks.
That's right.
So that's one thing we do. We work with them. We do small groups. We do big seminars and also write curriculum. The curriculum that really went big was called Healing My Emotions, Thoughts, Triggers, Trauma, and Triumph. And so we go through those four levels. So we start with their thoughts. So we find out, what are you thinking? What's the thought that you can't let go?
Right.
You know, what's the most toxic thoughts you have? And then we go to triggers. What sets you off? Who knows? How often do you express that? Most importantly, what do you do once you're triggered? And then we go to trauma. How do you handle hard? When it is hard, how do you handle that? And of course, to triumph, what can we do to get you up out of here? And so that's what my curriculum is based on. And we do those through, like I said, short videos, seminars, and events.
Now, I do want to say this. Dr. Godfrey has also done a TED Talk as well. I viewed it myself, and it was very inspiring. And I love the fact that, so you starting off with the youth.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that you made is very important, because I do the same thing when I'm doing mentoring. You have to mentor the family as a whole. You can't just focus on one component, because from my experience, I was dealing with the juvenile justice system mm-hmm. during the mentoring. And I saw that even though I was speaking to this one child, okay, if I don't also talk to the parents or the parent that's in that household, I'm constantly sending them back to the same situation. So you have to look at it as one whole unit.
So to your point, when I was working with one of those big organizations, mm-hmm. we was working with the kids or the youth. And so they went home with all the information we gave them. And when they go home and tell their parents, hey, you're triggering me, that triggered the parent.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to recreate a program called Parenting De-Stress University, in which we taught them the same thing we were teaching the kids. And so I think that's one way we bridge the gap at our organization that's kind of a little different from others.
Right.
Yeah.
I want to touch base on something one of the callers has asked the same question. Because I do think we're all in this position that we are right now, knowing how important it is to reach out to others, because we've had personal experiences that has triggered us, you know, to say, I don't want someone else to go through what I went through, or how can I help prevent that, or how can I help walk them through it? And this is so important. Lord, thank you. This is so important. So if you don't mind, Dr. Godfrey, tell us your story.
Oh,
tell
man.
Your backstory. Just a
oh,
little
man.
Bit.
So I would just, a quick story about me and why I chose social work. Let's just start with that.
Okay.
So I chose social work because when I came back home from playing football at Kentucky State University, I found that there was nothing there. Mm. And when I mean nothing there, it was everything in your face, but there was nothing that stuck, right? So they would show you something like gym, but there was no programming. They would give you a new school, but there would be nobody you can identify with. And so what I found was that if I wrote down what I thought and put it in 8-week segments, it's just like curriculum. And so once I did that and they bid on it and it started going through and it blew up, I was like, wow. Immediately, I went to 16 to 22-year-olds that didn't have a degree, because those were the people that were left out the most. Those are the gangsters. Those are the pregnant moms. And so I started to build a program that they liked and that it meant something to them. And so I started with a rap, and I made them come in, and they wanted to flow or they had to write. So if you want to rap, write, or do a poem, I would let them come in and do it. Well, with that turn, it was cross-curriculum, because mm-hmm. now the teachers got something to show their parents when they come in to write. That's really how it all intertwined. Once I found that out, and I could get the gangsters to come to school, which my brother was one of them. He was a Crip, and he's not here anymore. And so it went really bad, and so I got hit. It was personal. Mm-hmm. And so then I took this personal, and AJ, I don't know if y'all know him, he's from 106 and Park.
Of course, I met AJ. Yes.
That's one of my friends. He called me, like, you got to get back on the road. You got to share this message. And so that's where all this came from, the Yana, you are not alone. And then you find that when you're working with high school kids today and they commit suicide tomorrow, and people don't understand that kids nowadays, we scream and holler, what's wrong with them? What are they doing? But if you really do research, you find that an average 13-year-old is as stressed out as a 1950 psychiatric patient. Mm-hmm. So while we're looking at them screaming and hollering, they're already screaming at themselves. And so once I started to really dig in with them and then find out the real statistics that we attempt more than anybody on earth, What do you do with that information? Because you can't say it at church. You can't speak it in the school. And your friends don't really want to hear it. So programs like this, programs like you guys, it's the only way it's going to come out. And so that's my story. My story was I felt it. I walked it. I seen it. It's happening now. I just got a call the other day. Another kid in here.
In Hillsborough County?
Done. It's not. It's happening.
Right.
Like every, it's happening.
And this is just the beginning of
the school year. We just started school, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We just started.
Thank you for sharing that. And I love, if our listeners heard you, you were meeting these people where they're at. You know, like you said, they were gang members and everything, but you was meeting them through the rap. And I say that because when I looked at his TED Talk, he had a rap in there, okay? And when I do speaking, I use that as well because you want to get the people engaged first. But those lyrics, they mean something. It makes sense. So thank you so much, Dr. Godfrey, for sharing that. Liz, I want to ask you, so I know your personal story, as you stated, your father passed away from cancer, correct?
Correct.
So was that your motivation for getting involved in starting this?
Yes, and I guess recognizing a need, because if there's not a need, and even if we have a passion, it's not gonna grow anywhere.
Exactly.
And so for me, I saw the need, and I saw that it was people that were working hard, raising their families, going to church, you know, just doing everything that we are supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get that diagnosis, or you have a catastrophic event, and when I say catastrophic, suicide is catastrophic.
Absolutely.
It's different to everyone. And so that's what makes the program so special, is that we meet with those families. Lisa talks to them on the phone and understands what that need is. So for me, it was identifying the need and saying, yes, there's many other families like mine, especially military family. Tampa's huge for military.
Mm-hmm.
They may not have family and friends and a church family to be able to come alongside them. They just suffer in silence.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to make sure that, you know, all the businesses that I supported, my husband supported, we just take for granted, but they want to help too. And so we were able to bring them together when we recognized the need. And we've helped thousands of families. And every family is different. Every story is different of what that they need. Sometimes it's they need food. Now, if they're fighting cancer and they're not working, paychecks go down,
exactly.
Hours get cut. Mm-hmm. That is always seems to be an underlying situation. But many people don't want to ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
They feel like I'm the one that is helping the others. I shouldn't be receiving help. And mm-hmm. we tell them, don't deprive someone else of a blessing. Because the reason that they're wanting to do this is probably because they lost a friend.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have painters who have painted houses for our angel families that said, yes, I lost my brother to cancer. So there has to be a connection for them to want to give. Because the average person a lot of times thinks about, what's in it for me,
right?
How am I going to get advertising? Our work is done in the dark. We started a podcast this year because I felt the burden of, we have to share these stories, but I'll never put a family's face and name in social media.
Right.
Because I was a family, right? And I'm sorry for the loss of your brother. That is heartbreaking. And life has to go on, but yet we're still dealing with the grief. And so we've actually expanded our program to include budget counseling, grief counseling, things that maybe are not seen on the outside, but they're emotionally feeling these things. And so if you can meet families' practical needs, you'll be able to get to their heart, and then they'll open up with some of the other needs. And I think that's the beautiful thing about going into these homes, is that we're going to them.
Exactly.
And they receive the help, knowing that we're not there to do anything other than help them. We're not there to ask for anything in return. We're just here to help, because that is what God has put us on this earth, to help each other.
And that's the key point right there. That's
Absolutely.
What a lot of people don't understand. And I do agree with you. Sometimes when we're strong and we're always the one that's doers, we don't want to go and ask for help when we need it. So that's an important point. We do have a call on the air, so let's go ahead and take the first call. Good morning, caller. You're on the air. Carl,
hi,
are you
how
there?
Are you?
Good morning.
I was calling for Dr. Javar Godfrey. I wanted to ask him if, basically, the children that you have reached out to in the past, when they have issues with, like, abusive parents and, you know, they don't want to get them in trouble, but they're so depressed that they think the only way out is to commit suicide, what guidance would you give children in those positions that you come across?
Well, first of all, thanks for calling in. And that's a loaded question again, because when you're there, I mean, I'm a praying man. I know a lot of people don't want to start with that, but I don't feel like I can give you any answer without that. And everybody who comes to my organization understands that I pray first. And so the number one thing would be is to pray. And then we have to align them with, like, she was just saying, where are you at? Let's meet you exactly where you are. Some people, abuse looks different, right? So abuse could be physical. It could be emotional. Mm-hmm. It could be a mental. It could be embarrassing them socially. So we'll meet them where they're at and then let them know. My famous thing is, you are not alone. And it's okay to feel. That's how you heal. Because a lot of us skip that part. We just keep going to the next thing. And so I would ask them, I mean, a whole bunch of questions, but mainly A, can we pray? And then B, the first step is to see where you're at right now. Where's your first toe? And meet you there.
Okay. That's good. Thank you. How can people get involved with your ministry as far as like volunteering for you or donating money? Like, where would you send people to find and be a part of your mission?
Share your contact.
Right. So I love getting email because, you know, I have like four companies and my email is doctor. So dr.jgodfrey, which is GodFrey@gmail.com. And then we have a nonprofit called Godfrey Athletics. It's the same as my first or last name. It's just athletics on top of that. And we've been nonprofit in Florida now, I think, 9 years. So that's how we are able to accept help. And as far as volunteering, I actually came here because I'm on the road a lot. But now my middle daughter plays basketball. So if there's any basketball fans out there, Kanaya Godfrey, she's one of the top players in Hillsborough. So I'll be in town for a while. And so I'm looking to start more events up and bring this awareness back as it relates to, you know, just speaking up and how you feel. So anybody looking to volunteer, that's my email.
Do you have a website?
I do, but it's...
Did it work?
Yeah, it's work. So you can go to tagholisticfitness.com. So that's T-A-G, holisticfitness.com. You can also reach us there. So... Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much,
well,
Paula. Yes.
I just want to say thank you, Annie, for your voice and helping those that really need to get the word out. And thank you, Dr. Javar Godfrey, for all you do. And the Angel Foundation. We love them, too.
Thank you. Yeah. We appreciate
you
calling.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. I also want to, Liz, go ahead and give out the information on how people can contact the Angel Foundation as well.
Absolutely. AngelFoundationFL.com. Or you can send an email to info@angelfoundationfl.com. And you can always call the office. Lisa's got the beautiful face on the other side of the line, 813-689-6889.
Okay. So now let me ask you a question. Someone contacts the office, Lisa, right? Because you're the office manager and coordinator. What's the steps that they have to go through to become part of or get resources from the Angel Foundation?
If they call and they're a fit, I tell them to go on our website. Mm-hmm. So once they go on the website, they're going to fill out a form that says request assistance. And they're going to put everything, their name, their address, their phone number. What is their diagnosis? What are they requesting assistance for? What do they need? Mm-hmm. Once I pull that up, I call them and then I will get as much information because I do vet them over the phone.
Gotcha.
I want to get as much information from them as I can. If they fit the program, then I will let them know. I'm going to send out an email to the Angel team because we have a team. And then I go on every visit with the other Angel team member.
Nice.
If they do not fit the program, I will always give them a resource.
Yes.
Always give them a resource. Perfect. I will never let anyone hang up the phone without offering them prayer, because I pray on the phone all the time, and giving them a resource. Because there's so many resources out here that they don't know about. And I'll say, do you have a pen and paper? Because I'm about to give you some resources. And a lot of times I hear, you know, thank you for calling me back. Thank you for taking time to talk to me. You want to pray for me? Thank you so much. So that's how we start. If they do fit the program, then we go into the home. We sit with them at their dining room table. We sit with them on their living room sofa. We hold their hands. They're crying. Their family's there. It's just been such a beautiful opportunity to know that you can't pay your TECO bill because you're going to chemo and you're not working. We're not going to let your TECO bill cut off.
And we know the race of TECO has went up sky.
You know, we help them. Mm-hmm. Like Liz said, sometimes they just need food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so once we go and sit with them, we know their basic needs. They may not be able to clean their house. We partner with companies that have house cleaning or, you know, companies that will go in and donate a house cleaning for these families. They may not be able to mow the lawn. We partner with a church that will go out and their volunteers will mow the lawn. They need breaks. We just had a family that she needed breaks and she couldn't afford it. And we sent out to one of our partners and they donated the breaks.
Wow.
So that's what we do.
I hope our listeners are hearing what's being said today. Again, this was what I wanted for this platform, is to be a resource. So you have these things available to you. Please call in at 813-239-9663 or email Mbili at dj@wmnf.org. If you have any questions or you have a family member that may be able to utilize some of these services, again, it's okay to ask for help. it is okay to ask for help. Now, Dr. Godfrey, when I was reviewing your TED Talk, I love how you asked 5 questions, okay? And I wrote those questions down because I want to pose those questions to the audience and also to the panel, okay? So one of his questions was, who makes you feel seen, alive, and motivated, right? Because that's very important. We all want to have that support system, you know? And sometimes when you don't have that, you do feel unseen. You know, I think I just woke a caller up. So, who does that for you? The other one that we have, the other question is, are you feeling anything, are you forcing anything toxic in your life?
To happen in your life.
I love that question because sometimes unknowingly, and sometimes knowingly, we invite that That's into right. our lives. Yep. You know, and it can also come, when I say unknowingly, because you want to be helpful to people, you want to be a resource, you know, you want to say, even though you can see something behind, and in your back of your mind is saying, this person's not right. You know, there's something, manipulation going on behind here. But then you don't want to assume, right? So you still say, okay, I'm going to help. But you literally are inviting something that's toxic in your life because your motives are not the same as theirs. Mm-hmm. You know, so those questions really did something for me. Okay, it did. The third one. Who do you have the most influential conversations with? Mm-hmm. That is so important because I always say, don't be the smartest person in the room. Okay, if you're the smartest person in the room, how you learning? Where you growing at? So you want to have those conversations with someone that's going to help you. You know, actually tell you when you're right, when you're wrong, good, bad, or indifferent, and be honest. You know, one of the things Miss Annie always say, and I always say this because when I say I feel like I don't want you to think I'm talking about me. So I literally say my name because I'm very proud of my name. It's legacy. What you guys are doing, what we're doing is legacy. But I always say this. There's nobody that should be afraid to ask any question to somebody that says they love them, mm-hmm. right? Because if you love me, I should be able to be 100% transparent and open with you, okay? So I need for you to love me enough, good, bad, or indifferent, to tell me the truth, mm-hmm. you know? And I tell that to my children all the time. If this person is your friend and they say they love you, they're not going to watch you go down this wrong path. Right. They're not going to participate in it with you. They're not going to act like it's okay. None of those things. So that was another important question for me. The fourth one, what are you tired of thinking about? Now, I'm from New York. You from New York. The main saying was, when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, that's it. So when you get tired of having the same conversation over and over again, you know, that other saying, how many times you going to keep hitting your head against the wall before you realize you can't get through? Mm. Find other options. Have that support person that's going to tell you, hey, turn around the corner. Turn around the corner because you're not going through that way. So when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, that's what that question said to me. And the next one is, what lie? This was powerful. What lie do you tell yourself often? What lie do you tell yourself often? Mm-hmm. And I had to sit there and think about that.
And then you back it up with don't lie.
Right, don't lie. You know, so to me, those are 5 powerful questions.
But I would challenge the listeners and all of us to ask that first question because that's how you kind of got me stuck, right? When's the last time somebody asked you, tell me your story? Mm-hmm. So that's why I was like, you know? And so I think that was healthy. And I think that first question, I think it's really good to ask people, you know? Tell me your story, even if it's not long. Short version, long version. Where you from? I would have never known that many.
Right.
You sit in houses like you and started.
The
like,
fact that you go into the houses.
In
well,
there.
So let me ask you that. Let me ask you that question, Ms. Liz.
Yes.
Who makes you feel seen and motivated?
You know, I'm going to tell you, my husband.
All right.
My husband, we celebrated 40 years of being married. We were
come
young.
On. Amen. Come yep. on.
Oh, my God.
That's the hand clap. That's the hand clap.
It can happen. Oh, my bad.
It can happen.
It can happen.
Yeah, there
thank you,
you. Go.
Yes. He's my rock. He literally, I mean, he's an amazing man, a man of God, and mm-hmm. he has taken his role in the family as the leader. Now, he doesn't, you know, he lets me do what I need to do, but right. he'll always say, I'll always support you.
That's it.
And I think having that trust is really important, having that someone that whenever, you know, when you're going through a struggle, whether you're just going through something that, the toxic, why am I allowing this toxic? Like, truth talk. Give me mm-hmm. some truth talk.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
And I know true. I'm going to get it every single time. So I'd say my husband.
Okay, what about you, Ms. Liz?
My husband.
Lisa?
My husband is my best friend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's good. Okay, so the next one. Are you forcing anything toxic in your life?
y'all want me? She's, you yes. want me to start?
She's like,
she's,
start
y'all can't see her, but she's like, go ahead. I would say yes, to be honest. And it's stress that I don't have to pick up. Mm. And so I have a problem picking up people's stress. I can listen, but don't have to leave with it.
Right.
So I got to learn how to listen and leave and not leave with it. So, yes.
Now, I use this terminology again. I love being very direct, and I've learned it helps me as well as helping those that I go to help. I don't say I'm toxic, I say throw up. Because sometimes people will throw up on you, right? And it can be extremely draining. Mm-hmm. But you have to take accountability for it, right? And you have to take authority over how much of that throw up you're going to allow. Mm-hmm. So in me doing that, this was my thing. I said, okay, Miss Annie, don't do crazy long. Okay? So let me explain what I mean by that. If you come to me with an issue or concern, okay, based on information that you've given me, it's like a computer, based on the data that you've given me, right, I'm going to give you the resources to help you solve that issue or concern. If you come to me the second time with the same issue and concern, my first question to you is going to be, did you utilize the resources I gave you the first time? Now, if you come to me the third time with the same issue and concern, at this point, I can no longer blame you, hold you accountable. I have to now hold myself accountable because I'm allowing you to continue to throw up on me. I'm allowing you to take the resources that I'm giving to you that I could have given to someone else, right? Because you are now saying to me, you're not trying to resolve that issue or concern that you have.
Absolutely.
Because you're not utilizing the resources I'm giving. That's and it's good. Hard for some people to understand that.
So good.
You know, and I have to give so many different analogies for them to like connect the dots to that. You know, so that's very important because allowing people to throw up on you can be very draining.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and my daughter says to me all the time, Mommy, why do you always answer your phone? Because I know what it feels like when someone calls you and you don't answer. That person could be reaching out for help and you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm like you to a certain degree, Dr. Godfrey, to me, that may be toxic because I'm like constantly doing it. But if you're no good to yourself, if you continue to do that, and that self-actualization is very important. You can't love, take care, do for anybody until you first can take care and love, do for yourself.
That's true.
Absolutely.
All right, so let's go to the next one. And I love how you said, what lie do you tell yourself most often? And don't lie. Because that's how he ended his TED Talk. Okay? So I'm going to ask you that question.
I say it all the time. I'm okay. Flat out. You want to know the biggest? I said to the kid, what's the biggest? Y'all want to know? They were like, yeah, I'm okay. But you good today? How you doing? You like, I'm okay. You like, okay. And then so that's my biggest lie.
But why do you define it as being your biggest lie?
Because I tell myself that I'm okay far too often when really I need to sit, settle, and feel. The same thing that I say, it's okay to feel. That's how you heal. Mm-hmm. Instead of just feeling it, I had to give myself permission to feel.
Right.
Because sometimes you just coming up the way we come up, you don't do all, you just do it this way. But now, and I'm working on it. Like, I'm in every day, let a little bit more go out, you know. So,
Mobili, I'm going to throw you in here, okay? Because, again, I'm used to having communication with Mobili because we do this on a Sunday forum, right? So, and I'm used to answering the calls and all that kind of stuff. So, Mobili, I'm going to throw one of these questions at you as well. What are you tired of thinking about? What are you tired of thinking about?
Oh, he thought he was getting another question. Right, he was ready for that one.
Well, I guess I'm tired of thinking about people's criticisms. And letting it affect me, yeah.
Okay, I like that. So,
unless it's constructive, that's different.
Mm-hmm. And why are you tired of thinking about it?
Because it could make you feel a little self-conscious, overly self-conscious, and make you feel like you're never doing a good job, you're never doing anything right, or you make you second-guess yourself when you know who you are. Mm-hmm. But if you allow negative thoughts come in just because they're negative, then that's a spiral downward for me.
And negativity spreads so fast.
Yes.
Expressed so fast and easy. And there's power in the tongue. We all know that.
Absolutely.
We all know there's power in the
Absolutely.
Tongue. Let me ask you this. For the Angel Foundation, so Lisa, you take the phone calls, you go kind of like through the screening qualifying process. So once they qualify, what is the next step?
We see what their basic needs are.
Mm-hmm.
What are your practical needs? Mm-hmm. Okay, now we're going to walk alongside of you. And then they'll put in the request. Let's say I go visit a family and I see that they need, you know, they are really financially struggling and they need a TECO bill paid or their car insurance or their water bill or, you know, food, gift cards for groceries. That everything goes through an approval team. So Liz is on the approval team. Then we have two other women on the approval team, and I submit everything to them. Mm-hmm. Now, we do have to get 2 months of bank statements because we want to make sure. You know, we have to vet everything.
Right.
Because unfortunately, some people are looking to see where they can get help everywhere.
Exactly.
So we have to make sure that this is legit. Once it goes to Liz and the approval team, they go over the bank statement. I will sit in the office with Liz, and we will go over the bank statements together. And then they'll say, yes, very rarely do anything ever get denied. And then within 24 to 48 hours, those bills can be paid. Those gift cards can be in their hands.
Wow.
That's how fast the turnaround can be.
Do you know, a lot of people right now, if they're listening, the government don't work that way.
That's what I was about to say.
The government don't work that way. It's a whole much longer process.
And it's different because the government's not sitting in their living room.
True.
The government's not holding their hands. Mm-hmm. The government's not seeing, you know, their child in the room knowing that their parents are battling cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So we see that. We sit with them. So many times they have come into the office to pick up the gift cards, the families. They come into the office, and Liz and I will pray for them. And they start 6'2", grown men that have come in because their wife is battling cancer, and we're giving them gift cards. And this man was crying in the office, and we just laid hands on him and began to pray with him.
Wow.
That's all you need sometimes.
It is.
Exactly.
So to your point, Annie, about the lie and the truth talk and stuff like that, there are times when we have to look at these applications, or we say, you know, they're making bad decisions, and maybe they can't change that. That's what they were so used to.
Right.
So we can have that truth talk with these families and say, listen, we think you need to make some adjustments because we're not their daughter. We're not their mother.
Right.
We're here to help you. And they receive that in love. And I think sometimes we don't like to hear our parents or our children tell us what to do. Right. Mm-hmm. I'm not the boss of you. Right. You know, you're not the boss of me. Mm-hmm. But we can do that with these families. And our whole goal is to give them help and hope in the most practical of ways so that they can figure it out. And one of the questions we always say is, what are they going to do next month?
Right.
Exactly. Do they have a plan? Do they have a plan in place? Because we're not going to be here forever. We do have a cap on how much we can give away because everything that we raise is 100% community donated.
Mm.
We do not get any money from the government.
Right.
We our partners are businesses that are basically doing this because they want to help these families. And so we want to make sure that those resources go to the families that truly need it.
That's big.
But I love how you stated, what are you going to do next month?
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to set them up for success.
Exactly.
You have to set them up so it can become self-sustainable.
Right.
Because you're right, you're not going to be able to do it every month because you have so many that you need to serve. So thank you for pointing that part out because it's very important. Yes. I want to add another question to this, and then I'm going to get to you, Dr. Godfrey, because I want to know what's your setup as well when they come and seek help from you. Mm-hmm. But with the Angel Foundation, so she's qualified them, she's did an assessment of what their needs and everything are, and then you go and you help them. Who else in the organization do you have, like maybe does the counseling or, you know, like I said, if you don't have the resource, I love that you stated, you mm-hmm. will tell them where they can go get the help from, because a lot of people don't do that. A lot of organizations don't do that. They just tell you, no, we can't help you.
Right.
You
know,
but we need, again, because we're all connected, we need to say, okay, I can't do this for you here, but here, go check this out because they can help you for that.
Absolutely.
So what other process do you guys have in regards to that?
So all of our volunteers have a why of why they're doing it.
Mm.
Some of our angel, we call them angel leaders. They are financial planners, bankers.
Yes.
These are people who have got their act together.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to be able to help. And so they're able to use their knowledge. And if they don't, if the family, like they can't serve that family's need, if say they need help with SSI because they keep getting denied, or they need to get set up on food stamps, or they need health care for their child, we have partners that we can call like on the phone and they'll answer the phone and we can refer them directly over. So we have created a wealth of
community partnerships.
Partners, and they're all on our website too, under community partners with a link directly to them. So when we make those referrals, we don't know that they get expedited quicker, but they seem to be expedited quicker because the families, did you call them? Like, we hold them accountable.
Exactly.
Did you do this work? Like, you know, we're not going to just give you the resource three times, and if you don't take it, we may not be able to approve your electric bill next month.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Before I move on to Dr. Godfrey, go ahead and give your give the Angel Foundation website and contact information.
Yes, our website is angelfoundationfl.com. Email is info@angelfoundationfl.com. And phone number 813-689-6889.
What are the hours of operation?
The website is open 24 hours a day.
Perfect.
Unfortunately, Lisa and I tend to check it during the nighttime, during the weekends. We just can't help ourselves. But Perfect. No, they may not get a phone call until 10 o'clock, but, you know, it depends on what's going on in that morning, where we're at that day.
Exactly. Thank you. Okay, Dr. Godfrey, so now, you tell me, someone, what are the qualifications for them to be a part of your organization, to receive the resources and help?
Okay, so just quickly, so it doesn't sound confusing to a lot of people, I write curriculum, and so I am a homeschool Step Up approved partner with them. So I have 12 programs. If you have a homeschool child out there, I have 12 different programs they could become a part of.
Okay.
I also write curriculum for schools, so Hillsborough County might see me out there in the school system speaking and things like that. And then what I'm telling y'all I want to do is start some bigger events. That's what I want to do with you guys. And I'm challenging the community out there, whoever, we do a run or whatever, to start to bring us together. So that's the third thing I want to do. But if they want to get in contact, and the way it goes, just give me an email at drdr.jgodfrey@gmail.com or social media, all Javar Godfrey. I'm on all the platforms. That's how you can get a hold of me.
Okay, perfect.
I do want to say this, though. You guys are really, really good.
Thank you.
For real, this whole thing from you, Miss Annie, to bringing me here, I didn't really understand everything, but now I see the power in what you're doing.
Exactly.
I mean, I work with a lot of organizations, just like you guys have, you know, big time. And asking what's happening next month, I've never heard, right?
Yeah.
And I want to say that. And for Billy, I got a quote for you. You ready?
Yeah.
If what you say about me means more to me than what I say about me, I have a problem.
I like that.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Send that in your body. Don't let nobody do that to you, because remember whose we are.
Amen.
Right. You know?
Yeah.
That's
it.
Thank you.
I love. See, this is powerful. Again, if you have any questions, you want to contact either one of these organizations, or you have any questions, please call us at 813-239-9663, or you can email at dj@wmnf.org. And I always do this as well. I give out my personal number. If you have any organizations that's in your community, whether it's Hillsborough County or Land or what have you, and you think it will benefit your community, please send me the information at 813-846-8669. That is my direct cell phone number. Or you can email it to me at insurancebyannie@gmail.com. Because again, WMNF is your community voice. Okay, and the name of the show is Voices of the Bay, and that name means something.
I like it.
It means something. I want you to understand your voice will be heard here. So it's very important to me. So I want to ask you, with the Angel Foundation, when someone wants to volunteer, do you take them through a process to make sure, like you said, vet them? Just like you vet the people that receive your services, how do you do the volunteers?
So the foundation, we have multiple ways that people can get involved.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, it's not going to be walking in the office and volunteering to serve food.
Right.
We don't do that in our office. We have the Angel Gift Shop that we have volunteers at the hospital, Brandon Hospital. We have the Junior Angels program, which are students 6th grade through 12th, that we put out in the community every month to volunteer. So we're always looking for leaders, you know, adults to come out and support that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have our events. And so we do 3 signature events every year.
Okay.
We do a gala, which is coming up on October 9th, a Sporting Clays event in the spring. And then we do a ladies' spring tea, which is where we collect all the gift cards. So each of the table hosts invite 7 people, they all bring a $25 gift card, and that's what we're able to give out. So when they put in the request, and they can check off which box they would like to volunteer in, we actually make them come to the office, and we sit down with them, our gift shop manager, if they want to volunteer at the gift shop. We want to get to know them. We want to know what's their story, like, because not that we're going to judge somebody based on their situation, but we want to make sure that they understand who we are.
Exactly.
If they don't know who the CEO is, I mean, granted, some point in time I won't be here, but if they don't know the heart of the history of the foundation, they may not stay connected.
Mm-hmm.
And so we meet with them directly, have them fill out an application. We do background checks at the hospital. The hospital
Perfect.
Does that for our gift shop volunteers. Mm-hmm. Our other volunteers, we meet with them, but they always go into the house with Lisa. And so we can screen them if we think that there's some type of a red flag.
Awesome. Lisa, you have a very important role.
Yes. I know, man.
You have a very important role, because everything starts with you, and I love that.
Mm-hmm.
The reason that I think this is so important, because it's also, to me, it's part of legacy. Now, one of the things I always say on the show, whether it be here or the Sunday Forum, or when I'm just speaking to individuals, I always say to them, when you're helping people, whether you never get to see them again or not, okay, just know you were part of their success story.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
You know, because your help allowed them to either help someone else or make whatever situation they're going through easier.
Mm-hmm.
So you're part of that success story. And that's one of the things I think we're lacking right now in the environment that we're in. You know, I'm walking around and people are just angry. And sometimes they don't even know why they're angry. Mm-hmm. You know, it's because everything else that's coming from the top, it trickles down. And we know what that is. Okay.
Yeah.
And it makes them sad. Exactly. It makes them sad. It depresses. It's very depressing, you know, and it leads to so many different things. So the things that you guys are doing, the services that you're offering is so vital, so important. And the fact that you're not even getting any government funding.
Mm-mm. We won't ever take government funding.
You know,
we make our rules.
And I like that, but in my mind, I know why, because I'm the same way to a certain degree. But why do you not want to take any government funding?
Because then they have a lot of parameters and
That's
stuff
it.
That you have to abide
exactly.
by. And
That's
so we are members of this community.
Yes.
We're neighbors helping neighbors.
Come on.
We got funds. We know where the provider comes
exactly.
from. He has sustained us for 20 years. And there's times when we're a little nervous, and I'll tell the girls, I'm like, oh, we need to get out and get some more sponsors for the gala. But mm-hmm. God always provides. Every time.
I love that because mm-hmm. I'm the exact same way. I mean, when I say community partnerships, I mean that from the sole of my feet mm-hmm. to the crown of my head, that is so important because we're all connected. And the fundraising and the events,
that's
those
so
things needs to go. It goes towards that. And I love how you keep saying, this is how much we got, but we didn't keep a dime of it, you know,
right.
because it's
yeah.
constantly going. Mm-hmm. And all you're doing and I hope our listeners are hearing this and understanding, whenever you're donating to an organization like this, you are also a part of that legacy because you're helping them to maintain what they're doing to help others. So please know, it does not matter, $5, $10, $25, $25,000, it all adds up and it all helps someone. Because mm-hmm. I look at it the same way, and I love how you say, when you have your guests come, okay, hey, you need to go ahead and bring 7 people here, you know, gift cards. Because, again, that's contributing.
They're involved in
that's contributing.
Yeah.
So the event that you're speaking of, please continue to let me know so that way I can make announcements so
sure.
we can get the word and everything
Absolutely.
Out.
It's our 20th annual Evening of Hope.
Wow.
That's going to be sweet.
It's going to be awesome.
And
where's
the current location going to be?
The Regent.
At the Regent?
Where
oh,
we were
okay,
at when I met you, Annie.
Yes, okay,
yeah, that
perfect.
Same building upstairs in the
Tampa.
Ballroom.
Is that in Tampa?
Riverview.
Chamber
okay.
of Commerce, yes.
Yeah.
We're going to talk. I'll tell you about it because you need to join the Commerce Tournament.
Okay.
You need to join the Chamber.
Okay.
And I like how Dr. Godfrey is saying, hey, we need to get together and do something.
That's how I came. When they said community, I honestly been in the house, mm-hmm. not traveling, because my little girl's really good now. So, and it's like, daddy, I don't, you know. And so it's like, all right, I'm going to be here for like another year. Like,
yeah,
I got to
awesome.
Get out and
that's
meet,
it.
Say what's going on.
That's it.
There's so much need for what you do. I would love to have you come speak to our junior angels.
See, look at that.
That's
what
I'm talking about.
I was going to get you after this anyway. All this was happening. This is a special thing. And if y'all can't feel this where you're sitting at, I hope you know that the spirit is in here. And I just thank God that he moved us to this direction today for me.
Yeah.
I don't know how y'all feel, but I can feel it and I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I really want to say that to
you. Right on the way over.
Yeah,
you
I just
did.
Want to say it.
We just met
exactly.
Annie on Thursday. I said, okay, we're going to go
like,
see Annie.
What?
And it's just to tell you again how organic and important this is. So Liz called me. She said, first she sent me a text, and I'm looking at the text. I'm like, huh? Because I was mowing my yard early this morning. Okay? I wanted to before the sun came out. So I called her. I said, hello. And she said, this such and such. I need to know the address and everything. I was like, okay, so what are we doing? And I said, thank you so much. And the reason I said this is because we're so hooked on these phones, right?
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
I tell people all the time, Don't just text me. If I don't respond to you within 45 minutes, please pick up the phone and call me or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I just happened to look at the phone because I was looking at the time because I know I had to meet Dr. Godfrey here. So I looked at my phone for the time and I saw you and God said, call her. Okay?
Right,
and I
did.
Called her.
Look at that.
And I'm so happy because she showed up. And we had this discussion last week, right? And I said, she said, yeah, we confirmed it. I was like, okay, because that tells you when you're doing a lot's going on.
Yeah.
And I wear a lot of hats, but I'm thankful that he's put people around me that understands who I am. Mm-hmm. You know, they know that I'm busy, but they know I speak fast, but they know I stand founded and grounded on my word.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if I say I'm going to do something,
yes.
I'm going to do it. So
mm-hmm.
I'm thankful for both of you, for all three of you for being here. And when I say to you again, Lisa, woo,
mm-hmm.
you superwoman.
Yeah.
Okay. You take on a lot. You take on
all
a lot.
Glory to God,
because okay.
he's the one that put me here.
Yes.
Like
exactly.
she said, it's hard work. We're never going to lie. It's hard work, but
mm-hmm.
it's heart work.
It
when
is.
You're doing work from your heart, it doesn't become work.
Right.
Yeah.
When you love it, you're right. It doesn't.
Right.
Because you see it and you feel it, you
mm-hmm.
know. So I see we got a caller on the air. Let's. Brother Bill, is that a call right there?
We'll know in a minute.
Okay. All right, that's why I'm used to taking calls. But I do want to say this. The reason something like this sticks out to me, I used to work in the educational industry, right? And I would help people come back into, you know, to the academics, to go back to school. And I had one young lady, you know, she said, "Miss Ann, I don't want to do it. I can't do it," because she had kids. She was a single mom and everything. So I said, "No, you can do it. And I'll be here when it comes time for you to graduate. You could come down here to Florida. Watch you walk across the stage." So I left the company. She didn't know I left the company, but I stayed in touch in regards to following her academic career, mm-hmm. right? So when it came time for her to graduate, I called her on the phone, and I said to her, "Hey, this is Miss Annie." And she screamed. She's like, "Oh, my God, I thought you had forgotten." I was like, "No." I said, "Congratulations, you're going to be graduating, and I will be there." She said, "You didn't forgive me." I said, "No, I did not." She came down. I met her, her mom, her kids, and everything. If I never see her again, I'm part of her legacy.
Mm-hmm. I know.
You know, that's the important part. That's what I'm trying to stress out to people. You know, it does nothing for you just to look at somebody and smile. It does nothing to say to them, "How you doing today?" Because you never know. The power of the tongue is so powerful. You know, that one word you say to them can sustain them for the rest of the day. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Hopefully they'll pass it on to somebody else. So everything that you guys are doing, I know we have difficult days, again, because I have a nonprofit too. I know we have difficult days, but when we think about why we're doing it and we remember mm-hmm. that why, we're okay.
I do want to say a special shout out to Miss Stephanie. She, Miss Stephanie, if you out there, she does a special league. It's called A League of Their Own
for
special needs. And she's the reason I'm sitting here.
She is.
She had kept texting like, "You have to do it." I'm like, "What is this?" And then I met Miss Annie. And I just want to say, if you out there listening, Stephanie, you are the one. And thank you so much for putting us together.
Miss Stephanie was actually the first guest of Voices of the Bay. We did our pilot show on Wednesday. And after we did that, when I say to you, she's like, "Miss Annie, oh my God." I was like, "If you know anybody else, any other organization that's out there that's doing things to help people, mm-hmm. let me know." And when I say she just had stuff pouring in, and Dr. Godfrey, you was one of them. She told me your story, and I said, "Yes, I definitely want to come on because you're helping our youth."
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're going through a trying time right now.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So they need it. And for you to say, even though the school year just started, and you said we don't already lost about three, you know, to suicide, that's crazy.
Terrible.
Pretty early on. I did get some intelligence that the caller wanted to hear the five questions again.
Absolutely. Okay, so the first question is, who makes you feel seen, alive, and motivated?
Mm-hmm.
The second question, are you forcing anything toxic in your life? The third question, who do you have the most influential conversations with? The fourth question, what are you tired of thinking about? And the fifth question, what lie do you tell yourself most often? So, all five of those questions for our listeners, I hope you take that to heart. Email your responses if you want to. Or you can call in next week on Tuesday at noon at Voices of the Bay and let me know what your responses are. And I will make sure that we get these calls in because, again, I'm used to answering them. But thank you so much for taking the time to listen to us. I want you guys, again, I'm going to go around real quick, say how you can be contacted, email, phone number.
Okay.
Dr.
Javar Godfrey. So dr.jgodfrey@gmail.com or just Google Javar Godfrey or Dr. Godfrey and all my stuff pops up.
Yep.
And I'm Lisa Ortiz and it's info@angelfoundationfl.com and our phone number is 813-689-6889.
Yes, and you can also go to our website and check out our podcast. We have the Angel Foundation podcast, which actually we share the stories of the families we serve and the volunteers that come alongside to help us do our work. So definitely check that out.
Awesome. Then what time does the podcast come on?
It's all recorded. So we're on Apple, we're on Spotify, and we're also on YouTube.
Perfect. So, all right, so we did get one last caller. I'm going to go ahead and grab this caller now. Go ahead, my Billy. Good morning, caller. You're on the air.
It's Ann. I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday season from Fred. Good day.
Thank you, Mr. Fred.
It better not be your birthday.
Guys, that is the previous mayor.
Happy birthday.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that, sir.
Wow. That was pretty sweet.
Okay, it was. Okay, guys, thank you again for joining us again. I mean, I'm going to extend that same invitation to you guys. If you have any events or anything coming up, please let me know so I can make the announcements. If you know of other organizations that are doing like-minded things that you mm-hmm. are in the community, please forward that information to me and freely forward my information to them all as well to let them know this is what this platform is for, to have their voices heard because they're helping the community.
Love
okay?
it.
You're doing
thank
a good
you.
Job.
Thank you.
Before we close up, we're going to go to NPR, and our next guest is going to be the Billy?
No, we're going to actually get an update from the scoop, not NPR. Locally produced.
Okay, so we're going to get the scoop, and then after the scoop, we're going to have, what's their names, Billy? The show?
Luis Coolion, I think. No. The next show. Let's look and see.
It skips my mind real quick. I apologize, but we have the scoop coming up, and then.
It's the music?
No. Nash?
Yeah. Music. We getting back to the music. Harrison Nash. I don't know where my mind was.
Okay, play the closeout music because I want to hear the hand claps again.
Certainly, we'll do. And this has been WMNF Tampa.
Well, we'll see you next Tuesday. Hey.
You really do. That's your trigger.
Welcome to Voices of the Bay and Beyond with Annie Miles, where music, news, and culture collide on WMNF 88.5 FM. Tune in weekly, where we discuss community topics, politics, and issues that affect your everyday lives.